Here's a clash of culture for you. 800-year-old trees against a highway duplication. And this is a story of, I think, of white Australian culture's failure to, well, see the significance invested by Australian Aboriginal people in the natural world. We're talking about more than 260 Jabiroong trees that are going to be bulldozed if the government of Victoria has its way to make way for a 2-kilometre duplication of the Western Highway near Ararat in Victoria. Protesters have been camped at this site for more than a year. There is an ongoing standoff. Police are threatening to move in and clear that protest and clear the way for the felling of those trees. Former Victorian State MP Lydia Thorpe is a Jabiroong woman and has been at that tent embassy this week. Lydia, there was a deadline of late this week for people to move away and for that felling to begin. Has anything happened?
Not as yet. I think that, you know, they decided not to come in, given there was, you know, over 200 people camped at the site. And I think that their strategy would be to wait until, you know, people have left the camp and go in when there's less numbers. We've also applied for an injunction. So we're, you know, exhausting all avenues to continue this fight, both in the courts, political pressure, and putting bodies on the line.
Tell us about those trees.
Well, no, they're not just trees. To our people, to Jabiroong women in particular, they're part of us. They are who we are. They are our ancestor trees with story and with song lines that have been around longer than anyone today. So they are part of, you know, our religion, and they are, you know, we are spiritually connected to those trees, that landscape and everything that they represent. And not just Jabiroong people, I mean, every person that's visiting that site also are feeling a connection. You know, we've had a couple of non-Aboriginal women attend the birthing tree, for example, whilst pregnant, and have shared their stories of connection, which has been quite beautiful, right? So this is the spiritual stuff that happens, that non-Aboriginal people, or, you know, politicians and the Victorian Labor government don't appreciate. They've never been out there, even though we've invited them on a number of occasions to come and talk to the Jabiroong senior women. Still, they haven't afforded us or themselves an opportunity to talk about a peace deal, if you like, and so everyone can move on.
This is a, I mean, there are rich ironies in this in a state government which is currently engaged in treaty negotiations with various Aboriginal nations of Victoria, and this example points to a real gap of cultural understanding.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a person who's running as a candidate to sit on the treaty assembly, it doesn't feel good. It's quite hurtful. And to think that we have to put our bodies on the line to protect ancient spiritual ancestor trees while we're talking about treaty with this government shows just how out of touch they really are. And this is one example. You know, there are many other examples across the state that that people don't know about or hear about, because there is a problem with the process of the cultural heritage legislation that sets up registered Aboriginal parties, which allow for a quick and easy consent process to sign off on these dirty deals that destroy country and culture.
Lydia, thanks so much for your time and for your explanations.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Lydia Thorpe, she's a former Victorian State MP, a Jabiroong woman, and engaged in that fight to save a significant cultural site that happens to constitute trees and standing in the way of a highway. This is Blueprint on RN.